Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. So, I've been thinking about something that took me a while to learn, and maybe you felt this too, that feeling of being on your own. Like, no one really gets what you're going through. But here's the thing, I think we're way more connected than we realize. Even when it feels like we're carrying the world alone, chances are someone else has felt the same way and will gladly help you carry it if they could. That kind of connection is real and is powerful. Which brings me to something I've been obsessed with lately. The musical Six just dropped a new song called My Girls on April 3rd. I have their movie released in the UK and Ireland. And honestly, it's a whole vibe. Here's a plug that really hits home. Come through like you run this world. Come through with these slick back curls. Come through cause you got this girl. Can I believe we're blessed? Yes. Come through like a strong female. Take a breath, inhale, exhale. Got a new suit and a ponytail. Can I believe we slay? Hey, hey. Whenever you lose your way. Whenever you're not okay. Whenever you're up and down. I'll be the one to fix your crown. It's catchy, yeah, but what really gets me is the message. It's this bold, joyful celebration of sisterhood. Not just the kind that posts fire selfies together, but the kind that shows up when you're unraveling. That quiet, I got you energy. The kind of love that makes you feel like maybe you can actually get through the hard stuff together. Now let's take a step back, way back, to Suffs, a Broadway musical that tells the story of the women's suffrage movement in the early 1900s. There's this one song, The March, that completely gave me goosebumps. It's women coming together, demanding to be heard, demanding a future that includes them. And you can feel the weight of their voices rising together. I want my mother to know I was here. I want my sisters to know I was here. I want my great-granddaughter to know I was here. I want my students to know I was here. I want my niece to know I was here. I want your great-granddaughters to know. Each line echoes like a vow. And what's pretty wild is they connect directly to real women who were part of this fight. Alice Paul grew up attending suffragist meetings with her mom, who was a member of the National American Woman Suffrage Association. Her mother didn't live to see women win the vote, but Alice carried that fight forward. Ida B. Wells lost both her parents at the age of 16 during a yellow fever outbreak. She became the backbone of her family, raising her siblings while becoming a fearless journalist and civil rights activist. Inez Milholland was this brilliant speaker and activist who dreamed of having children of her own, but never got the chance. Still, her story lit a fire in generations of women who came after her. Mary Church Terrell co-founded the National Association of Colored Women and devoted her life to uplift and educate Black women across the country. And Lucy Burns, after everything, she stepped away from the political spotlight to return to Brooklyn and raise her niece when her youngest sister died in childbirth. It's amazing how these women weren't just fighting for votes. They were fighting for the people they loved, for their communities, for future generations, for us. And I think that's what makes their stories hit so deep. It's not about some big flawless legacy. It's about showing up again and again, even when it's hard. Our stories don't just live in isolation, they build on each other. The story of women is never just one single narrative, it's thousands, woven together, passed down, reshaped, and retold. And somewhere in all of that, there's space for yours too. So yeah, the path forward might feel messy. Sometimes it's hard to see if anything we're doing is really making a difference. But we keep going. Like Sufs puts it, rewriting the world with your imperfect pen. But keep marching, because your voice does matter, and your story, however complicated or unfinished, is already part of something bigger, and you're never walking alone. Thanks so much for being here with me today. Until next time, keep marching.